Well, hello there and welcome to Lindy's Audio Cafe. My name is Lindy and I'm absolutely delighted to join you once again today. Hey, does that sound familiar to you? Probably does if you've listened to a few previous episodes. And if you've listened to previous episodes, you probably noticed that I changed my intro a little bit. Sometimes I'd say, my name is Linda Lieberman and I am the host and creator of this podcast series. You probably also noticed that I had a gentleman's voice on there a few times doing the introductions for me, talking about my podcast series. Yeah, a few different changes, and today I'm changing it up again. I'm just simply saying, hi everybody, it's Lindy here. I'm back again, and today's episode is going to be different than any other episode I've done. Number one, I've already recorded the podcast for today, and I've axed it. It was a piece of crap, I threw it out, and just decided to grab the microphone again and speak from the heart. Because that's how this podcast started. I was supposed to be creating something where I would speak from the heart, supposed to be positive and thought-provoking. Well, it is going to be thought-provoking today, and hopefully in its own way with a positive ending. Not going to do a lot of changes in my podcast. I'm not going to do a lot of editing today. You might hear me breathing in and out, and that's a good thing, because if you hear me breathing in, that means that I am still alive. So there, that's a good thing. Where do I even begin with today? Well, I'm going to start out by saying that I've hit a turning point, a huge turning point in my life where I've suddenly had what they often refer to as an aha moment. Aha, I get it. I get it. Why did it take me this long to figure this out? And why am I only getting this now? That's where I'm at today. I had a turning point and it hit me last night, and I have not slept much last night, not at all. I've been thinking a lot about a lot of things and changes that I'm going to be making, and I'm going to share that with you today. I'm going to share it with you in this heartfelt story, speaking from the heart, honest, open, truthful, from the heart podcast. That's what you're going to get today. So where to begin? Number one, I'm going to say it blunt, and then I'm going to go back and tell you why I'm making this decision. I'm taking a break. I'm taking a break from a lot of things, but number one, I'm taking a break from my podcast, and I don't know when I'm going to come back to it or if I'm going to come back to it. I'm taking a break and I'm going to figure it out. Love my podcast. Love my podcast from the very first day I did it. But sometimes it's been a love-hate relationship. For the most part, a love relationship, but every now and then it's caused me a little bit of grief. Because it is time consuming. It does take up a bit of time, and I don't always have the time that I need for it. Why did I start a podcast? Well, I think it was during COVID times, you know, when we were back home, we weren't seeing a lot of people. I had a little bit more time on my hands. I had recently retired, and I have a creative side. I've always been a bit of a closet writer, never shared much of my writing with anybody. I enjoy poetry. I enjoy short stories. And I found myself dabbling in writing articles and short stories. And one day I wrote a little bit of a tribute to Pink Shirt Day. Decided to record it with a voiceover and add a video to it. It was the very first voiceover recording I ever did. And I was so excited by it. And all of a sudden it hit me, hey, if I can do this, I could have a podcast. Well, one thing led to another, and pretty soon I was recording a podcast, and I was doing it off my webcam on my computer, and then I realized I needed to buy a microphone, so I went out and bought myself an introductory condenser microphone, and it worked out really good, had a few challenges with that, and one thing led to another. I started bringing guests on the show. That added a little bit more work and more dynamic to the podcast, but it was a lot of fun. Eventually, I wanted to have a better sounding podcast. I wanted better audio quality. So I went out and invested in a really good top quality studio mic. And I was also thinking about taking on doing narrations for audiobooks at the same time. I had taught myself all these skills. I thought, wow, isn't this great? I could also do audiobook narrations. So I started putting all these little irons in the fire, and it was a lot of fun. Definitely, I will say again, I've enjoyed every part of the way where I've met up with guests, and I've learned so much about people during this process. I've made some really good friends through this process, and it's been really great. It's so neat. And if you tell people you're a podcaster, it's amazing how much conversation can get struck up. I mean, even sitting in an airport, I made friends with a gal in an airport. I was sitting in Whitehorse waiting for a plane to leave. I told somebody that I was a podcaster. She started sharing her life story with me. Next thing I know, we're exchanging numbers, and she came on the podcast a couple months later. And I consider her a friend now. It's kind of neat. We stayed connected on Facebook, even though we're more like acquaintances. I feel like I know her, and I think she knows me too. And if I'm ever in her area, I would definitely look her up. If she ever comes here, I would certainly have her over to my house for a cup of tea or dinner. So it's neat, the connections that you can make through podcasting. It's been pretty cool. There have also been some challenges that came along the way, and I put a lot of pressure on myself. You create a podcast and so many people come up to you and they're well-intentioned, but the first thing they tell you is, oh, I listened to Joe. I listened to Joe R. on the podcast and he's my go-to. I listen to him all the time. Or I listen to this podcast or that podcast. And how about if you do this? How about if you do that? And lots of great suggestions, but not realizing that I'm not Joe Rogan. I'm Lindy. And I can't be Joe Rogan because I'm not Joe Rogan. I'm Lindy. And it's a whole different podcast altogether. And I did feel at some point there were a few times where people were kind of pushing you to try to be what you really weren't. And I couldn't let that carry on because it was never intended to be that way. Perhaps I let some of that pressure get to myself and I worked harder and harder to try to make it even better, forgetting what the original focus was of the podcast. And the podcast was never intended to make me a star or to be anything like that. That was never, ever my goal. I just wanted to be able to share a little positivity, creativity, have a little bit of fun. But I found myself as I was getting involved in, you know, podcast collaboration groups in the online community, I'd see all these podcasters talking about their numbers. I got this many downloads the first month. I got this many downloads in the first year. Can you tell me how many downloads you got? And blah, blah, blah. And everybody's comparing their numbers and then people are writing back, I never get that many downloads. What do I have to do to get downloads? Can you tell me how to market my show? People are going through all this stuff. And then you get other people on there that, I don't know if they're bullshitters or not, but they say, oh, I had 24,000 downloads the first month and I'm wondering how to get more listeners. And I'm like, yeah, screw you. You're just putting that out there to toot your own horn so that maybe more people will tune in and listen to your show. I don't know. Maybe they did get 24,000 downloads the first month. I don't know. But, you know, you face all that stuff out there and it's you add that to it and you add the dynamic of social media. So now you're connected with all these people from all around who are sharing their stories and their thoughts and goals and aspirations. But you have to be able to look at the whole intent as to why you do something and remember what your original goal was. And mine was never to be famous. Mine was never to be rich. It was simply just to share a little bit of joy and positivity with the world. And I sometimes lost focus of that a little bit. And it's not that I didn't want to share that. It's because I felt under pressure that I needed to create something that would justify my time in doing it. Now, why did I feel I needed to justify my time? Well, I think it goes back to the beginning where I had a few people come over. And, you know, I had one friend that said to me, why are you doing all this? You know, why are you doing this if it's not making you money? Your time is valuable. And if you're not making any money at this, why would you waste your time doing it? And the gal that said that to me actually left me in tears when I was done. It left me feeling about, I'm going to hold my fingers together like about 2 inches high. It made me feel really stupid that why am I doing this if my goal is not to make money? And I think I lost track at that point that, yeah, not everything in life is about money. Some people sometimes forget that sometimes you just do things because you enjoy it. And to me, that's like going up to an artist. Let's say that somebody does paintings, oil paintings, or any kind of watercolor or something. Let's say they don't want to sell their work. They just want to paint. Could you imagine going up to an artist that's painting and saying to them, well, why are you doing this if it's not making you any money? Why would you do that? You know, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time painting. You shouldn't be doing that if it's not bringing you an income. Would you say that to an artist? So why would somebody say that to a podcaster is totally beyond me, but it happened to me and it knocked me down at the beginning. It made me feel like I just was not worthy of what I was doing, that if I wasn't getting these great big huge numbers and I wasn't generating an income, that why are you podcasting? I had to work through that. I had to get through that. And I think it was when I got on some of those communities and I saw other hobby podcasters get on there and say, hey, guys, don't lose focus of what it's all about. This is a hobby for you. Let it be a hobby and don't feel pressure. And I'm really grateful when I saw those posts. But yes, I did feel some pressure along the way. And I think part of it, too, is I put a lot of pressure on myself. I don't know where that comes from. I've always been somebody like, if I don't do something just right or I make a mistake, then I'm kind of hard on myself. Well, I started becoming like that a bit with the podcast and it'd be like, okay, we're going to go camping, but I need to get a podcast out for Tuesday. Okay, does it really matter if I get a podcast out on Tuesday if I'm going to go camping? Really, does it matter? Do I have listeners that are absolutely depending on me to have that podcast out on Tuesday or do they really care? Will they just see a notification come up in the newsfeed that I posted another podcast? Why did I get so worried about that? Well, I think it is because on some of those collaboration sites I was reading, everybody's saying you need to be consistent. You got to get your podcast out on a certain date or people aren't going to listen to you. they'd say it's kind of like a TV show. If you're watching a sitcom, you want to know that that sitcom comes out on a certain night. You're not going to just watch it if it's just a random thing. Well, I suppose there's probably some truth to that, but podcasts are a bit different. I mean, they're audio episodes. You can listen to them at any time. Whether I put it out on Tuesday or Thursday is irrelevant because you can go to my site at any time and capture those episodes. So if somebody's really interested, they'll go there, they'll find it, they'll subscribe. But I had to work through that, and those are bits of pressure that I found myself building up to. I'm going to add a little bit more to that. So I started taking on creating journals online. I've created, I've got over 10 low content journals sitting up on Amazon right now. And then I kind of dropped it because I got this idea that I wanted to create the journals at home too and sell them at home. One thing led to another. Next thing you know, I'm investing in a nice little refurbished commercial grade printer. And I bought myself a nice commercial grade little binding machine that I've got for home. Filled up a whole portion of our lower, it's our recreational area in our house, a little room we had set aside for exercise and music, has now been overtaken by a whole bunch of black and blue and pink and yellow and white coil bindings. And this whole little area that was supposed to be for entertainment has now become part of my work zone. And I'm scrunched in on a little table trying to create these books on about a 4-foot radius because I don't have any room to work. And it's just too much. It's just not working out for me. But I kept trying to persevere because it's something that I've done. And oh, I enjoy it. I enjoy the creative side of it. And I kept reminding myself of that. Meanwhile, I was sinking deeper and deeper with more and more stuff on my plate and not keeping up. This past summer, I really didn't do much in my yard, and I have a beautiful yard. I mean, I've got such a, I don't know how to put it. I am so lucky to have the backyard that I have. Some people never have a backyard. And if you're listening to this and you don't have a backyard, I'm sorry to, you know, I know that's really hard. If you'd like to have a yard and you don't have a yard or a home, that's really hard. And for somebody like me who's sitting here with a yard, I'm a jerk for not being out there nurturing it. Really, I should be out there a little bit more. And even if there's things that I physically can't do anymore because I've got arthritis and some back issues, I still could be out there tending to the flowers. I still could be out there making sure those veggies got watered. And I didn't do that this year. I just did the bare minimums to keep up what I could do because I had all these books on the go. I had the podcast on the go. And I was still in the middle of all of that, trying to find a little bit of time to get exercise into because, you know, exercise is really important to me. So I just found that I was adding all these things on. And in the middle of doing it, I was watching my partner do more and more stuff on his own this year, working in the yard by himself, whereas in past years, we'd get out and work it together. It just seemed like he was doing more and more on his own. And it wasn't necessarily by his choice. It's because I had put all these things on my plate. And on a beautiful sunny day with blue skies, when I could have been down at the ocean or I could have been camping, I was inside with that printer printing, the computer going, fingers on the keyboard. And it just hit me this past weekend. What the hell am I doing? Like, what the hell? I worked in jobs for years where I couldn't take summer vacation. And I always said, I can't wait till the day comes when I can have time off in the summer. At one point when I lived in the Yukon, I went for 7 years straight with no summer vacation. None. And that's even when I was raising kids. My kids got summer holidays and I didn't get summer holidays. I just had the long weekends when they fell on a stat because I was working in jobs that didn't give me holidays during the summer. And I remember at that time going, things have got to change. I need to get myself a job where I can take summer vacation. It's really important to me. I can't get that time back. I don't get those summer holidays back with my kids. I cannot get that time back. Time slipped by. And I'm not beating myself up over that. I know I was a good mom. I know I really was, but I missed out on a lot of summer holidays with my kids because of the jobs that I was in. And here I am now. So, you know, my last job that I had that was full-time, I was not allowed to take summer vacation at all. It was a great job, but I couldn't even take a long weekend in the summer. I could not even take a Friday off when there was a holiday on a Monday so I could go on a 4-day camping trip. I was not allowed to do that because the industry that I was in was predominantly a very busy industry in the summer. And it simply did not work for the person I was working for to allow me to take any time off, not even a few days in the summer. And, you know, I sit back now and I think, so here I am, I'm retired, I have this opportunity to do all these things. And what have I done? I've turned and added a busy podcast. I've added this busy little crafty business that I've got on the side, and I've put myself onto overload, and I've missed out on the things that are really important to me. It's kind of been building up for a while. You know, I'll have friends that used to stop by more in the daytime, and then they know that I'm busy working, so they don't stop by to visit anymore because they know I'm going to be busy working on my journals and my cards and all that stuff. And that's okay. I mean, if you run a small business, you're expected you're going to be doing some working. It's going to happen. But I just found that I wasn't spending a lot of time with people that I care about, and I should be. I think it really hit me this past weekend again, you know, when I spent Thanksgiving Sunday, the entire day I spent binding books and printing and creating and fine-tuning and fixing alignment issues on some of the things while my partner worked alone in the yard. I didn't feel good about myself on the inside. I just knew that that wasn't right. He didn't say anything. He didn't have to say anything. I knew it just wasn't right. So while I was doing all this bookbinding this past weekend, I listened to a bunch of podcasts, different groups, different people, different podcasts. And it was interesting because a lot of the podcasts I was listening to featured women that were talking about their roles. And, you know, they're very entrepreneurial women. They're women that are reaching out and they want to reach for the stars and they'd like to be very successful. A lot of them are a lot younger than I am, so they're at a different point in their lives. But I was hearing the same message over and over that they're driven for results and they want to reach great goals. And a lot of them are also talking about how their families are asking them to put their cell phones down just so that they can have a couple hours of uninterrupted time. A couple hours of uninterrupted time is not enough for your family. It's not. It's simply not. And sometimes, you know, we don't see these things until we get a little bit older, till we've encountered a few more losses before we realize that sometimes we just need to put other things aside and give our time and attention to the people that really matter to us. I was losing track of that again, and I'm back on track again. I'm fixing things. I'm going to make changes because I need to see that. You know, what I was doing here wasn't great on the home front, but it wasn't cool with my friends either. I have some really, really good friends. And the friends that I have are good friends. They're people who've been with me through thick and through thin. They've never judged me. They've always been there when I needed a friend. And suddenly I found myself not calling as often, not spending time with the people that matter to me. I went and had, I guess it was coffee with a friend that I hadn't seen in, I'm going to say it was well over 6 to 8 months. We had a really good catch up. And I thought, why did it take me 8 months to get together with her? I have another great friend who her and her husband kindly hosted me and my partner for an outdoor get together. This was about 2 months ago. And I haven't had time to reciprocate. And it's not about feeling pressure. It's just the fact that these people matter to me and they're reaching out. They're including me in their lives. Why am I so busy that I'm not able to spend time with the people that matter to me? I'm not getting rich from any of this. And even if I was, does it really matter at the end of the day? Right now, a lot of things are sort of hitting me. I've got a young family member who's back at the children's hospital, and she's been undergoing some treatments for quite some time. They're very serious medical issues. And this young family member's back out getting more treatment again. She's undergone a lot of chemo in the past, is having to go through different rounds of different treatments. And this young gal hasn't even made it to her teenage years yet. It kind of humbled me a little bit thinking about her situation and how life is so precious. And we just don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And it's so important to spend time with the people that you care about. I've got good friends right now who are undergoing some health issues. I have a good friend who's waiting to have a biopsy done later this week because my friend could potentially have cancer. I have a number of friends who are survivors of breast cancer or who are still struggling with cancer. I've lost a lot of people close to me in my life, a lot of people. And, you know, every now and then something happens and I think, uh-oh, I feel like this is like some upper being. Somebody from somewhere is trying to give me a reminder that I need to stop and focus on what's important. And sometimes I feel like I get put these life lessons in front of me and they're meant to give me a reminder. But why do I always have to wait till I get a tough life lesson before I listen? Why do any of us do that? It's interesting, you know. I mean, I think I've had a few chats in some of my previous podcasts about how I've encountered loss during my lifetime. And, you know, I lost my dad only 3 days before my high school graduation ceremony. I was married really young. My first husband was actually killed in an airplane crash, and that was really tough. I was quite young when that happened. I lost my mom when she wasn't that old either. And I've lost multiple family members to different illnesses. And that includes everything from ALS to Alzheimer's dementia to cancer. I've lost a lot of people in my life. I don't say this because I'm looking for empathy or sympathy or anything like that. Not at all. Just stating that, you know, I've worn that black skirt to many occasions. And sometimes I'm not heeding the lessons as well as I should be, that life is really fragile. And you just don't know when things are going to change. And I need to spend time with the people that matter to me. And it's not happening when I'm trying to run this business, trying to run the podcast, trying to do all these things. I don't know where I'm going with all of this, other than to tell you that I don't need to prove anything to anybody. It doesn't matter whether I keep the podcast going or whether I stop the podcast. I really don't need to do that. And I don't want to get myself into the situation where, like, I was listening to these podcasts this last weekend, and again, those women that were saying that, oh, I need to set my cell phone aside for 2 hours so I can give my family uninterrupted time for 2 hours. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to have my family sitting on the sidelines while I'm sitting on technology and life goes around, because one day you'll wake up and those family members won't be beside you anymore. And you can't get the time back. You can't. So, you know, I think about all the things that were really good about this podcast. And I'm going to again say I'm so appreciative for the people that were guests on my show that helped share their memories, helped share their stories. They helped me to see things in a different light. You know, I think of Tina Guile and her 2 kidney transplants and her sharing that story with me. I think of John Slifka and his life working as an advocate for people with disabilities. John was born with spina bifida, spent his life navigating the world in a wheelchair. And without people like John, we need people like John out there who are telling people, you know, to stop and think about how you're creating things so everybody can be included. I think of Sharon Shorty and the story she shared with me, the challenges she faced with mobility issues in a northern climate. I mean, Sharon's a very brave lady, and she says it like it is. I think of Aaron from Australia, who came on the podcast, and Aaron took up running to deal with anxiety, and his ability to speak so candidly about it is just incredibly refreshing. So many men are taught that they shouldn't admit when they have stress. Men are taught that they have to be big and bold and this and that. Well, for gosh sakes, men are human too. And it's okay if they speak up and say they've got anxiety and they've got stress, because again, we're all human. And, you know, sometimes we put a lot of pressure on men that they have to be these big, strong guys. Well, why can't we just let them be human and share their feelings? It's okay for guys to cry. So many times when I was growing up, people said, big boys don't cry. And that's a pile of bullshit. Guys do cry, and guys should be able to cry, because guys have emotions too. And I think as women, sometimes we have to stand up for that. You know, it's all great to speak up and say we want to have our own rights, but everybody's got to have rights. We all do. Hope that comes across the right way. Anyway, so I guess where I'm going with all of this is I'm really speaking from the heart and saying there's just so many things that hit me this past week. And when I spent the weekend working on my little business and not focusing on what I really should have been focusing on, which is the people that really matter in my life, it hit me that one of these days, these people aren't going to be here. And I'm going to be kicking myself in the ass for doing what I'm doing, because I, of all people, should know better. Yeah, I'm actually making the decision that I'm going to stop. I'm going to give it a breather, and I'm going to go from there. And I really have a feeling that I'm not going to come back to it. I just don't want to go delete all my episodes tomorrow, because I put a crap load of work into getting this thing off the ground. And some of the work is something to be proud of, but right now I'm not proud of how I'm pushing people aside because I want to pursue all these things. So I'm going to get back to doing what's important to me. I'm going to go back to writing. I've got that book that I started last winter, and I've got 3 chapters in, and I'm on chapter 4, and that book went to the side, and I can't do it with all these things I'm doing, and I want to go back to that book. I want to write. I want to go back to going for walks with my friends and walking dogs. I want to go back to working in the yard with my partner and not watching him out there all by himself while I sit inside on a computer. I want to go back to the world of where I was more attentive to people around me and not so focused on the electronics in front of me. And I don't know, I'm even thinking that after Christmas, I might even take a little bit of a break from social media. I think it would be a good cleanse because, you know, everything's addicting. And I think being on social media can be addicting. We can spend a lot of time scrolling when we can be doing other things. So I think I might need to take a break from it again. I used to do that, and that time might be coming. But I'd say the biggest, most motivating factor for me in stopping is the fact that I realized I was putting people aside that were important to me because I'd taken on all these things that really weren't doing any benefit to me. They really weren't. So at the end of the day, when you know you hit that point of frustration or you know where your relationships around you are going to start suffering, then it's time to call it a day. It really is. So I'm going to stop. I think I've rambled on long enough. I do want to say thank you so much to the people who have taken the time to listen to my podcast. Thank you to the people who have shared my podcast. Thank you for the people who've provided feedback to me. I really appreciate it. I couldn't have done this without you. And on that note, I am going to wrap it up. And I also, I do want to say one more thing. And I really want to thank Randy, my partner, because he's had to live through all of this the past few years. He's had to put up with the doors being closed because I'm recording. He's had to listen to me bounce ideas off from right, left, and center. He's had to put up with the early morning hours when I'm trying to podcast to meet somebody else's time zone. He's had to put up with a lot of stuff living with a podcaster. And then add on top of that, I added this business and he can't even pick up his guitar and there's springy coil things from my binding machine landing near his guitars. It's like, yeah, I kind of overtook with a lot of things and I'm going to get things back on track here. That's what I'm going to do. And I appreciate each and every one of you. If you've listened to this to the very end, again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here along the way. And I hope you have a super good day. And as I sign off one last time, remember what I always say. Go out there, have a great day. And remember that smiles come in all languages and in all colors.